Okay, here's something that is kind of funny. My grandma will be walking around the house and farting, and she'll take a step and just...
Does she do a podcast? Like, does she like do a daily podcast? Because if so, your grandmother may be Big Fatty. I don't, I'm just saying.
But she doesn't say anything. Like, she doesn't go, oh, excuse me, or I'm sorry. She's just like walking down the hall, like farting, or like even in the kitchen.
Does she announce what it was? Like, you know, she's going, oh, that was pizza from last night. Oh, those are my Chex Mix that I had last night. Oh, that was my Mussolini spaghetti.
And I don't know if she doesn't know that we're hearing this, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But I was just like, anyway, so this is what I dealt with like all week.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We'll be walking around the house and farting.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2253. The BFO for right the 16th of September 2016, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to talk about the Toy Hall of Fame and Vader and Bacon. Hello, Commodus Big Fatty. What does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. Is going well. Y'all, you're common as today because y'all remember when I read you the information about the day of the year that more people were born on more than any other day? Well, y'all, today, the 16th of September is that day. So, y'all, chances are you probably you probably know someone who was born today. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, now this weekend, we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today, Big Fatty, the most common birthday on Earth. It's true. You'll hear our mama. You'll hear her mama during the Vader and Bacon show. Oh, I didn't know Vader had a child. No. But y'all, it is old Bacon Bits, and y'all, it's Bacon Bits Sweet 16 celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, then on Sunday the 18th, we have two other very important celebrations of the exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, she's on that Greetings from Nowhere. Big Fatty, she lives in Nowhere. It's true. Y'all, it is none other than Nicole. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Nicole. You gave her a spanking in Lost Way. I did. Y'all, Nicole shares a birthday with someone very special. Y'all, if you're ever in the chat room during that Stick It With a Poke on Saturday nights, and I encourage you to be there this Saturday, because Gavin will be telling all about his experience at the Hara Hotel. Y'all, it's Mr. Pone Hunter himself. Y'all, it's that Ed Chan. Big Fatty, where's the gong? That's only on Stick It With a Poke. Oh, okay. So, y'all, if you see Bacon Bits or her mama, Miss Bacon, or Nicole or Ed Chan on the Twitty or the FaceSpace this weekend, y'all wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I'm sure that Nicole and Ed Chan will enjoy a big old piece of cake. Well, what about Bacon Bits? Oh, well, Bacon Bits, you know, it's Sweet 16, and Miss Bacon, she loves the Konas of the cake, so good luck, Bacon. bacon bits. Maybe you can get a center slice, because we know there's no way in hell you're going to get a quarter. Ah, Big Fatty, I'm just pulling your leg. Vader and Bacon Show! Big Fatty, quick, get the calls in before Miss Bacon goes eating those corners.
Good gosh, Fart Pants. Is Tommy training for another marathon? He ran 30 miles last week. And I was thinking about him the other day, and I'm not going to tell you where I was when I was thinking about him. But anyway, I was thinking about him. I'm like, you know, I think we could all probably take a little life lesson out of the Tommy page book or whatever. You know, he hasn't sat still since he retired. And a lot of us are just kind of like retired already and sedentary, including myself. And so I'm just like, okay, I watch him through the social medias. And if he is not traveling someplace to visit a family member or a friend, he is like running a marathon, or I think he just took some friends to the California A's and was a tour guide or whatever. He like hiked a mountain. And, you know, I just want him to know that we have a mountain here in South Dakota down by Rapid City. And although I tried to hike it, I couldn't make it to the top. And I got really, 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 really close. But at the time, I didn't know that my thyroid was dead, and my fatigue and feeling like I was going to die and have a heart attack, and the shortness of breath had everything to do with that and not to do with my physique, actually. So anyway, I'd be more than happy to climb Harney Peak, which was just recently renamed to something else or whatever. But anyway, and historically, he would know all that. He like goes to museums and goes to art galleries and goes to mountains and... I swear, it's like he is still fascinated with the streets of Chicago, which is really cool. So anyway, I don't know where I was going with that. So
yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. I'm not quite sure where you were going with that either. Big Fatty, was she talking? Did she say that she wanted to go climb Harney Peak with Digger? Well, I guess so. Well, Big Fatty, Harney is you know, Harney, not horny, Harney. Oh, well, that's very different. That's very, yes. Never mind. Enjoy your horniness.
Hello, Fart Pants. Hey, it's Bacon. Oh my gosh. So last week I started working out on my treadmill again, gave myself a huge sinus infection from all the dust downstairs or whatever, and still getting over it. But hope you're well. And I just wanted to say thank you for letting me hijack your show for all these years. And I think I already told you that we're going to start a little podcast. It was my daughter's idea. And I decided that with that podcast, I really don't want I don't want Kathy Bacon to be involved in it. As a matter of fact, Kathy Bacon let a couple people pretty much suck the life and spirit out of her in the last year, and this has really felt forced. And even after taking a break for a couple months, it still doesn't feel right. It's kind of like I don't care to be the elephant in the room. I just feel like things have changed, and I think it's time for me to just move on. So I just wanted to say thank you to you and to everyone who has been kind and considerate to me and my family. And if you have my address, I look forward to getting Christmas cards from you or whatever. But I think it's just time to move on. And so I won't be calling the little show, and I definitely will be listening, and definitely plan to listen to all the other podcasts I listen to. But I think it's just time to us to say goodbye. Like, and you know, half of your listeners, probably 90% of them will be happy. They won't have to hear me anymore. But
I just wanted to say thank you. Taking the two or three friends that I made in this community with me, and I look forward to my future, I guess, whatever, in the, doing our little podcast or whatever. So anyway, I won't take up any more of your time or anyone else's time or whatever. I just wanted to say goodbye. Bye Poodle and Squeaky and Gentleman Caller Doll and of course Larry Vader. Definitely, like I said, I'm going to be listening. I'm playing words with friends. Basically, Kathy Bacon is dead. Bacon is dead. It was a good run, but I'm just not feeling it. So, anyway, take care, everyone. Bye.
Dick, Big Fatty, I'm sad.
Well, y'all, I don't preview these calls, so I had no idea that this was... that this call was here, and Big Fatty, it makes me, well, it makes me sad, too, and, Miss Bacon, I don't think it should be a goodbye. I mean, if you, we can, well, I tell you what, we'll just talk about it, and, just because, some people, maybe didn't make you feel so welcome or whatever. I'm sorry for that. But, you know, there are lots of people that do love you. I know Miss Beaver is absolutely going to be heartbroken by this news, as am I. But I'm not gonna say goodbye. Because, you are an integral part of this. So you can say goodbye on episode 3000 with me.
Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you're actually speechless.
I am. And, anyway, y'all, it is a full moon today. I hope this is something to do with the full moon, but, I don't know. But, anyway, Miss Bacon, I look forward to hearing from you and seeing your comments on the BFO and the words with friends and everything else.
Yes, Big Fatty, she lives. She lives. We know she. Yes.
Even Squeaky Gentleman Caller is upset about that. Yeah. So chin up, Miss Bacon, and I'm gonna pretend like that call never came in. Big Fatty, what call?
Well, if it isn't the fat person, the one that I haven't really called in the last month or so, except for that one time where I did and your voice letter hung up on me. Listen, Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Non-Explosive Diarrhea Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I'm on my way home from the coal mine. It's late. I've had just a hell of a few weeks, and I'm quite honestly ready for them to be over. But I'm calling with just a general life update. I haven't had explosive diarrhea. I haven't been to the horror hotel to hang out with a lot of horrifying people. I've mostly been around the Charleston, which is also full of the horrifying people. And my friend, we'll call him Frank, came to visit because, well, that's what Frank did do. He came to visit. He heard we had vodka in Charleston. So, actually went out and had a beverage or two this past weekend. But the most exciting thing, it's really the most important part of this call, is that there's going to be a Barbara Boulevard update this week. Now, I'm not going to see the mouse. I'm not going to visit the CVB in Fort Lauderdale. I'm just going, I'm doing a little bit of coal mine. Yeah. Just some coal mine stuff, we'll say. In the Central Florida area, the Daytona area. So I'll be in the jalopy on Friday, heading down, giving the finger to everyone. And the best part, I'm staying near Barber Boulevard. I mean, I'm staying on the ocean, but it's not far from Barber Boulevard, so hopefully I'll get a chance to, you know, stop by, check out some golfing attire, you know, some plaid things, some home improvement items, some mattresses. I don't really know what Barbara's got, but I'm gonna spend some time there because my coal mine in Dennis is not until like late at night, and I have nothing to do during the day except for this tropical storm that's forming over Daytona as we speak. So, all right, well, got to run. I think the MRGC is buzzing. So, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, Veda is indeed on his way to Barbara Boulevard today. He'll be in the Barbara Boulevard, the greater Barbara Boulevard area for right through Sunday afternoon. So y'all, if you're looking for plaid shirts and pickup trucks and Birkenstocks, look for old Veda. He'll be at the Lesbyterian Outlet Mall, I guess. And anyway, Veda, thank you so much for the call. So glad to hear you didn't have explosive diarrhea. Big Fatty, you can't say the same. No, I cannot say the same. But y'all, since Poodle brought it up, y'all, things are about 95% back to normal. Big Fatty, that you got really has helped your cold, and I encourage it. It's for medicinal purposes only, of course.
The Vader and Bacon Show!
Yes, Big Fatty! It lives! It lives! Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, on yesterday's little show, I told you about the toys that were being considered in the Toy Hall of Fame. Y'all, it was started in 1998. And that first year, they inducted the Barbie, the Crayola Crayon, an Erecta set, an Etch-a-Sketch, a Frisbee, a Lego, marbles, Monopoly, Play-Doh, the Teddy Bear, and Tinker Toys. And y'all, the next year, they had a yo-yo, a hula hoop, Lincoln Logs, a radio flyer, a wagon, roller skates, and a Viewmaster, a 2000, a bicycle, Jack's jump rope, Mr. Potato Head, and a Slinky, 2001, Silly Putty and Tonka Trucks, 2002, a puzzle and Raggedy Ann, 2003, Alphabet Blocks and Checkers, 2004, G.I. Joe, a Rocking Horse and Scrabble, 2005, Candyland, a Cardboard Box and Jack in the Box, 2006, Easy Bake Oven and a Lionel Train, 2007, Atari Game System, a Kite, Raggedy Andy, 2008, Baby Doll, but Big Fatty, you're never going to get to all of them, y'all. Just go over to Toy Hall of Fame.org. Big Fatty will do it this weekend. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, of those unusual things that was, you know, like the box and the stick and the bubble wrap, y'all, my favorite of all of them is a blanket. Hey, we love to play with a blanket. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's full moon today, so expect the unexpected. And don't forget Big Brother tonight on CBS. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions. And Adam, I'm sure you've got a big weekend planned. Can you give us a few specifics about what you plan to do?
We'll be walking around the house and farting.
So it's very similar to Granny's weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.